Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Check us out on the ESPN app. We're on ESPN Radio. You can listen on your smart speaker, say, play ESPN. Well, you got that app right in your pocket right now. Listen to us. Oh, I got to where I'm going. Damn, I want to hang out with my boys some more. Pop those AirPods, whatever you got in your ears in. Listen to your boys on the app. Breaking news this morning, Key and Jay. The Broncos and Russell Wilson. 5 years, $245 million extension. Yeah, but how much is the guarantee? $165 million. Sources tell ESPN. So total of 7 years, $296 million, because he got a couple years left on his old deal now.
You know what's so crazy about when you say 245? You go, well, the 165 guaranteed. You know what it really is though.
It's Max? More because before he gets to the end of the 165, they redo it again.
100%.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it, and I was saying to myself, it's really probably $245 million fully guaranteed, because if they're giving you $165, they're not walking away from giving you $165. In your paragraph 5, which is your base salary, you're going to wind up getting anyway, because that's the year-to-year base salary that you get from the start of the season to the end of the season on top of the other numbers. So in the end, he'll get the whole 245.
So, Key, are the other numbers, are those just incentives based upon, like, passing yards? Or is that similar to the NBA? Like, you know, like when a player gets, like, first team all NBA, like, they can get, like, a rookie extension max? Like, is it similar to that degree?
No, I don't know. I don't know the details inside the deal. Like, you got to get the deal. He's got to sign it. Then he's got to send it to the NFLPA. The NFLPA Management Council has to say, okay, it's a good deal. We like the deal. We like the language, da-da-da-da. Then in about 3 days, you'll be able to get the entire deal and what it looks like. Most likely, he doesn't have incentives in this deal because he's being incentive. We're giving you $295 million in 7 years. We're already incentivizing you. So he probably doesn't have a whole lot of incentives in his deal.
But then, Matt, how does that work? So your deal is really 245?
Well, no, it was saying it's 165
guaranteed.
But there are, the way the deal is structured, it is likely that he plays it out unless they redo the deal, right?
Yeah, most likely when most likely when he gets to about year 4 of this deal, before the fifth year, they'll come back and restructure the deal, give him some new money, like another $100 and something million, like they did Aaron Rodgers, and essentially he gets to the whole 296 just in a shorter period of time.
It's a lot of money. Does it, though, put more pressure on Baltimore now to get a deal done with Lamar? Or does it put downward pressure on Lamar's contract, because Deshaun Watson at 230 fully guaranteed was really more of a free agent in the sense that there was a bidding for his services involving more than one team, and he went to the highest bidder, whereas Lamar, there's no bidding yet. It's just negotiating with one team. So does this put downward pressure on Lamar Jackson's contract, Key, or does it put more pressure on Baltimore to get it done?
I think it puts a little more pressure on Lamar to get something done, because they're not going to go to 230. They're just not going to do it. This has corrected the market.
You mean guarantee, right, Key? 230 guarantee.
Yeah, guarantee. Yeah. This has corrected the market for the quarterback at the right number that it should be, which is Russell, Kyler, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. This is where it should be in the marketplace. Now, he should come in at about 180. About 180 he should come in at.
250, 180 guaranteed?
Yeah, you can go 250, 180 guaranteed.
Yeah.
You can go
that
two.
Feels about right.
You can go 270.
You guys worked it all out.
You can go 270, 180 guaranteed, but they're not going to go from 265. to 230. I mean, from 165 to 230, the Ravens aren't going to do that. It is not going. They're not going to do it.
Maybe the Miami Dolphins will.
They're not going to do it. But now, okay, so here we go, Max. You're now saying the Miami Dolphins can do it and do it when?
Next year.
No, they can't because I own your rights. I can franchise tag.
Yeah, supposedly. But it's
there is no supposedly.
To try to win a Super Bowl.
I got you for two more years.
To try to win a Super Bowl with a guy who doesn't want to be there is difficult.
Of course, any player that doesn't want to be somewhere is very difficult.
Very difficult.
There's no question about it. But what I also would say.
So wait, Key. Here's a scenario. Let's say Tua improves, right? He's still not great, but he's good. He's a real quarterback. He improves, but the Dolphins, unlikely any team wins the Super Bowl in a given year. They get to the playoffs. Maybe they don't win, whatever it is. Okay. Now I'm saying we got Tua here. We got Tyreek Hill. We got some draft picks, and we're going to give you all this money. Because Miami, and he's from the area, and Miami's thinking if we get Lamar down here, it's a wrap. You know, I mean, we're the hottest ticket. So that can't happen?
It could happen. There's a lot that got to go in there.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, a lot.
You know, you got franchise tax. On top of that, I just gave a receiver whatever the amount of money they gave him, and I'm bringing in a quarterback with a different skill set than the quarterbacks that I've tried to get in the past, whether it was Tom Brady, whether it was Deshaun Watson. I've never gone for a quarterback that I've got to change my entire system for. So you got to factor all that into the equation. The reason the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome selected Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round coming out of Louisville is that they felt that they had the right people to make the transition from his college style into the National Football League. Do the Miami Dolphins have that? Are they willing to scrap everything they're doing and go heavy run, RPOs? I mean, like, you got to factor all that because his style isn't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Meantime, we also
Betting, Jay. I ain't doing it.
We have Paul Feinbaum coming up in a couple minutes, guys. We have Paul Feinbaum coming up in a couple minutes.
Easy decision for me.
But I wonder who has the most at stake. I mean, we've been asking that all show, 888-729-3776. And we should take some calls on it. But 888-SAY-ESPN, what quarterback has the most at stake? Maybe Lamar Jackson is the answer because right at this moment, it looks like he's heading toward playing a season without a contract, without a new contract. And given his style of play, and I know you can get hurt in the pocket more easily than out of the pocket, but it still takes its toll on you when you run as much as Lamar does.
If he doesn't have a devastating injury,
yeah,
you think the market's going to go down for him?
No. What I'm saying is he's coming off the first season of his career where he got hurt and had to miss time, right? He's been durable until now. He has a style that puts
Most of the time he's been durable.
Yeah. He has a style that puts wear and tear on you. He has to carry the whole team on offense, mm-hmm. right? So given the risks involved in playing tackle football, given the fact that he's just coming off a season of injury, given the workload he has and his style of play, there is risk involved going in. That's the reason Key is sitting there going, man, sign the contract before you start playing or don't play.
Just to play devil's advocate to that, though, Dak Prescott got his contract after he was hurt.
He did. He's not as reliant on his legs as Lamar is, but yeah.
Understood, but if there is that kind of attention and need for star quarterbacks in this league for what he's done, will he lose money? I don't think so.
Dana in Richmond. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, Key? What's up, Jay? What's up, Max?
What up, baby?
You told me to call back today, Key, because Max cut me off yesterday.
I didn't cut you off. We were up
You're
against
doing
the clock.
It now.
You're cutting me off again. You're right. So let me finish my point from yesterday with the quarterbacks. Who will I bench? Who will I start? I'll start Warren Moon because he's the best quarterback that I think that ever threw the football to me. And I will bench Mike Vick. And I'm cutting Lamar and I'm cutting Cam. That's the first point. Who got the most at stake? I think Aaron Rodgers. Man, everybody be ducking this Aaron Rodgers. Two-time MVP, get bumped out the playoffs so soon. But everybody keep talking about he's a bad man. Just imagine if Steph Curry shoot the lights out for the regular season. Get MVP and get bumped out in the playoffs.
I'm with you 100%, Dana. Dana, I'm with you 100% on that analogy and what he has to do and how much he has at stake. I'm with you. But who did you say you would start from yesterday?
You said Warren Moon.
We didn't have Warren Moon. He wasn't one of the options. Warren Moon? Where'd he get Warren Moon from?
I just let the brother pick his team, man. If he wants Warren Moon, let him have Warren Moon.
This is what happens, Key. When Max cuts people off, they get angry. Then they call back. They didn't even know what they were answering.
I didn't cut him off.
What did you just do to me?
I cut you off. But I didn't cut him off. We were up against the clock. There's a hard out in the business. That means they're cutting the signal. We had 5 seconds left. He was talking. What do you want me to do?
Let this man have some time to shine.
Paul Feinbaum hosted the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on the SEC Network. And the ESPN app is with us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, man. A lot of testosterone going off today here.
As typical with this show, Paulie.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Jay. Will, Max, good to hear from you. And who's the other guy on the show?
Don't worry about the other guy, because you're gonna be singing the other guy praises in about 5 weeks.
We had a call last night complaining about something you said about the SEC. I said I'll handle that tomorrow morning.
Wow, what did I say about the SEC? Happened? They pay players?
No, I think you were talking about how the SEC's been riding off the SEC's coattail. I didn't understand it, but then again, you know, I'm a regular listener to the show, so I wasn't surprised.
Riding off of, I don't know. I think that caller must have, had some of that moonshine in the South or something, because I don't think I ever said the SEC is riding off of SEC's coattails, maybe Alabama.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, I distorted it. That's not unusual for a hard-boiled journalist like me. But, yeah, so that's not even true, Keyshawn, because, as you well know, LSU has won multiple national championships. Auburn has won one. Florida has won a couple. I mean, in recent years, Alabama has been the dominant team, but Georgia just won one. LSU won one. I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think I was talking about, because I've always said this, Paul, the SEC, it lifts itself up because of Alabama, right? When you start talking about national championships over the last however many years, a lot of that you accredit that to Alabama. And this was more about once SC and Pete Carroll started to fade away, Alabama just all of a sudden really took off. Even more, that's what the conversation was about. But you know how I can get y'all SEC people riled up.
I don't mean to give a tutorial here to the nation, but since Pete Carroll and SC last won a national championship, since then, Florida has won two, LSU has won, Auburn has won.
Georgia.
LSU has won two or three, I think. Alabama's won six.
No, LSU ain't won three.
Do you know how many schools have won the national championship in the SEC since SC last one?
You mean different schools, Key? I think the point is not only does Alabama win a lot, but a lot of different schools have also won.
Yes. And my final point on this, assuming there is a point here, is that in the last 3 years, the winners of the national championship have been LSU, Alabama, and Georgia, Keyshawn. I guess you probably knew that, didn't you?
Man, look, we're not talking about the two or three teams in the SEC. I'm talking about all the teams. When you start talking about how loaded it is, it's that, like, Alabama is the team, right? LSU have had a couple great seasons here in recent memory. Florida under Urban Meyer. That there's no question about it. But what happens – in these conversations, Paul, that we have at the barbershop, you don't probably go to a barbershop. You do it yourself. But it's one of those deals where
Jay Leno is returning from the dead.
Stop, boy. It is one of those deals where you start pumping up a Texas A&M, for instance. Oh, Texas A&M. It's like, well, Texas A&M hadn't won anything. It's been Alabama.
Keyshawn, I'll try my final point for the last time. Since Pete Carroll last won a national championship, Les Miles has played for several for LSU. He's won one. Ed Ogeron. I mean, what I'm saying is that multiple LSU since 2003 has had three different coaches win it. Of course, one was Saban. But I would just simply say, even if you took Alabama out of the SEC, it's still loaded with national championships and schools that have been in the college football playoff. Georgia's been twice. LSU's been countless times. Auburn has been in the national championship game twice since SC has played for a national championship.
Paulie, let me tell you about a lesson I've learned from working with Keith for 2 years. When he's passionate about something, you're pretty much talking to yourself, Paulie. You know, you're talking to yourself.
Well, let's ask the people. Who's winning this debate, Paul Feinbaum or Keyshawn Johnson? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3777.
There is no debate. All I'm simply saying, and as Paul would say, I'm going to end it right here. All I'm simply saying is there are so many teams in the SEC that when I look at it, I look at the top part of the SEC, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU, Florida back in the Urban Meyer days. But stop trying to sell me on the entire conference is my whole point. It's too much.
Right, let's move,
I don't want to hear about Key. Ole Miss and Mississippi
Key,
State.
Let's move on from this topic. I got to ask
about
Paul.
My Buckeyes, please?
Yeah.
I want to ask a Big Ten question.
Go ahead.
Paul, can I just ask you, what are the implications of this game on Saturday with Ohio State versus Notre Dame?
They're significant, and thank you, Jay Will, for putting the child in timeout so I could get to something else.
Shots fired!
Notre Dame has everything on the line here because should the Irish lose, Jay Will, I really believe they're done. They have Clemson later on, but they need Clemson to be undefeated, and then they won't play for a championship game. Let's say Ohio State loses by 3 points. They still have a way in because they have a competitive schedule and they have a championship game. And the championship game, as we have this conversation every November, really counts a lot when you're sitting around that room of 12 or 13 people. So it's a monumental game. I think it's also a chance for Ohio State to say, maybe to Keyshawn's convoluted point a minute ago, hey, we're on the same level as Alabama.
Oh, well, Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm sure he'll be getting me on there to get screamed at here soon. Joining us this morning are Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What are the implications in this Georgia-Oregon matchup?
Well, I think back to the Pac-12 conversation, it's yet another opportunity for the Pac-12 to plant a flag. And Keyshawn, every time in recent years that's happened, that opportunity has arisen, they failed. Remember a couple of years ago,
absolutely,
you had the Oregon-Auburn game when Bo Nix came out of nowhere. Now he's starting for Oregon. Washington played Auburn. SC, remember, does anyone remember SC in Alabama a couple of years ago?
When it was just yeah, a, I was there.
They beat down.
Can I get my money back?
This is a real chance. I think when you're in the Pac-12 and you're fighting desperately for relevance, your best team has just departed. You need some good news, and I know everybody in LA is pining on the Lincoln Riley train, and I am too. But that may come later. It probably isn't coming this year. So yeah, Oregon needs to win this game. But I think the bigger game, Keyshawn, is really Utah at Florida because Utah is a legitimate playoff team. And there's just an uneasy feeling playing a really average team in the swamp against a new coach. But a lot of my friends who are experts, I'm not, I'm just a button pusher, they think Florida's going to win the game.
How do you think, you spoke of Utah, what do you think of Cam Rising, the quarterback at Utah?
I think a lot of him, but ultimately, I think we will be saying much more about him on Sunday morning if he can pull this game off. But this is really, I mean, it's sad to say, but for Utah, this is the season. You can't throw it away here because it's difficult to get back. As I made the point for Notre Dame, Utah has a slightly better way in because of the conference, but you can't draw, because we don't know. I mean, Florida could end up 7-5 or 5-7, so this game has to go Utah's way for them to be considered legitimate, and for Cam Rising to continue to get people's eyes rolling and tongues wagging.
Paul Feinbaum is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. When do Paul and Key settle this whole thing? Is the question.
After Arkansas wins a national title.
Well, hey, guys, I can't, Jay Will and Max, I can't tell you what a pleasure it's always is to be on with you guys. And Keyshawn, we're done. I'm not coming back.
That is the great Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, when Arkansas finally wins, Texas A&M when they finally win, when Kentucky wins more than 10 games of the season.
Keep weighing in on Russell Wilson getting his new deal from Denver. $165 million guaranteed over the next 5 years, $245 in total. Now it's the overall contract. He had a couple years left, 7 years, $296, but $165 guaranteed. What does this mean about Lamar? First of all, would you have given Russell Wilson the money? Second of all, does this put downward pressure on Lamar's contract? Or does it put pressure on Baltimore to get a deal done? And which quarterback has the most at stake this season?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, check us out on the ESPN app if you haven't already. But it's the easiest way to listen to us, I think. We've been asking all day, which quarterback has the most at stake this season? Jarrett in Virginia. What's going on? Who is it?
Fellas, love the show. Hey, y'all, I got no illusions that my Commanders are going deep into the playoffs, but what about Carson Wentz? I mean, his benchmark's a third string and Taylor Heineke. It's his third stop. Isn't it kind of the end of the line for this dude if he doesn't do something this year?
I mean, that's a good point, guys. If Carson Wentz chokes in the big moment.
But not only that, chokes in the NFC East, which there's been a different winner every year.
Yeah, and what about that, Key? What if he has a decent year and then in the moment of the truth again on third down, he makes a stupid decision? Is that it for him as a starter? That's a lot at stake, Key. Would that be it for him as a starter?
No.
No?
No.
Key ruining the drama.
Really?
No.
No, because he just got there, and I don't see where
he just got to Indianapolis, and he's gone.
But Indianapolis is trying to get to the Super Bowl like yesterday. I don't think that the Washington Commanders are in that frame of mind where they're like, we're a Super Bowl team right now. Where you could tell that the Indianapolis Colts feel like they're a Super Bowl team because they keep changing quarterbacks. You could tell Washington didn't feel that way because guess who they went with a year ago? Tyler Heineke. They didn't decide to go upgrade that until this year.
But, Key, if this is a quarterback-driven draft class, which we always say, but this one in particular, right, with some of the top-tier talent, you wouldn't see a young gun like that if they don't pan out, if they don't play well, like them moving
You can still draft a quarterback. That doesn't mean that you're drafting him to take over immediately, maybe a year later, maybe 2 years later, you know, especially if you feel like you're a team. See, that's part of it too, Jay. You answered your own question essentially by saying a young quarterback. You're not drafting a young quarterback and putting him underneath the center if you feel like you got a Super Bowl ready team.
I just don't know what Ron Rivera thinks he can change. That what we've seen from, and I know they're all unique situations, but what we've seen from Philly, then what we saw from Indianapolis, it feels like this is who Carson Wentz is.
It might be who he is, but It ain't his last stop. If he failed to get them into the playoffs, he'll still, I believe he'll still be their starter in 2023.
It's interesting because there's something that's tantalizing about Carson Wentz because he has talent. He has size, especially before his injury. He can move. He has an arm. He has experience. But I don't know if I agree with that, Key, because what everyone would see, particularly if it's some bad decision on third down, is he's fool's
gold. I
mean,
if he's just garbage, that's a different
situation. No, if he's garbage. I'm saying
defense came back from what it was 2 years ago.
What I'm saying is if he continues to make bad decisions on third down, then isn't the league going to say that's fool's gold, man? It's not worth it. Why are we going
to And I'm saying to you, that's considered a disaster. If he becomes a disaster, then people going to look at him different. I don't think you're going to see the same goofy stuff that he did in Indianapolis with Ron Rivera. Right. I think,
what do you mean,
you know,
those
shuffle
passes, Key? You don't think we're going to see any of those shuffle passes?
Man, them what I don't know what the hell they were, but he got rid of the ball. Let's just put it to the wrong people. Just panicked. Scary. Yeah. Scary cat.
Yeah.
Daniel in West Virginia, or as Shannon wrote on my screen, Wet Virginia. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Shannon from West Virginia.
I think the quarterback with the most approved this year to me is Justin Herbert. I know he throws a good ball. I know he's talented. But I've seen Derek Carr take his team with flaws to the playoffs. I want to see him take his team with flaws to the playoffs now. I want to see him take the next step.
See, it's interesting how you phrase the question, you know, most to prove, you know, most at stake. Different questions, right? But I would agree with him on Justin Herbert. Most to prove, because the talent is there, but now it's time your team is loaded, Key. Like, there have been questions looming around your coach and, you know, questionable decisions, but
I hear that. Another way to say it is most to gain, most to lose.
Let me ask you, Heckle and Jekyll, let me ask y'all something.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Who's Heckle?
You are, for sure.
Huckleberry Hound, whatever. Let me ask you, Jay don't even know Huckleberry Hound is, Max, but
yes,
when you look at quarterbacks, right? When this caller just said that the Chargers are loaded, Jay, they're loaded, blah, blah, Justin Herbert never taken them anywhere, blah, blah. Why does Justin Herbert get a pass on making the playoffs or not making the playoffs and taking his team further, but Jalen Hurts doesn't get a pass? And they did the same thing, essentially, both clubs. Drafted well. That's easy. Went out and got some talent in free agency. Both teams.
That's easy, though, Key.
But more pressure seems to be put on Jalen Hurts than Justin Herbert.
Who would you rather have as your quarterback when you were playing, Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts?
Say, man, don't ask me that.
But see,
an easy answer. That's why.
Justin Herbert's skills are the kind of skills that have won a lot of Super Bowls. And Jalen Hurts' skills can be, but he still has to develop in certain areas. But I will say this to your point, Key.
But one dude led his team to the playoffs.
Right. I was about to say.
And another dude blamed the Raiders for not getting him in the playoffs.
I was about to say. The team rallied around Jalen Hurts. They were dead in the water with Carson Wentz. They rallied around Jalen Hurts. What's at stake for Justin Herbert is not skills, reading defenses, delivering the ball, being 6'6" and fast. None of that's at stake for Justin Herbert. What is at stake, and it's tough because it's a murderous division, is leading your team to the playoffs. That's why the caller is saying there's a lot at stake for the dude. He's not wrong.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, no,
there's
a lot. There is a lot of stake. I just wanted to know because when I sit back and I listen to everybody, and they like, oh, Justin Herbert, blah blah blah, but oh, they need to be looking at a quarterback in Philadelphia. I'm like, well, but why ain't y'all saying the same thing about the quarterback in San Diego? And I love him. Yeah. I love him.
It's a real thing. Corey in New York. You're on Keyshawn J. Will and Max, ESPN
Hey,
Radio.
Hey, Kiwi.
That you?
Where are the cows, Corey?
Hey, Kiwi.
Corey, where are the cows?
The cows are everywhere here. Yeah. I got plenty of them. If you want one, I can give you one.
Yeah, I mean, I just need to hear it.
I'm vegan.
Do you have anything to say, Corey?
Yes, I do. Well, first of all, yesterday with your sit bench in cut, I would like to start, get ready for this one. I like to start Michael Vick. Mm-hmm. I like to bench Lamar, and I like to cut Cam.
All right, thank you, Corey. I wish I had a drop button right here. You know, like when we were on an L.A. radio key, you were in the mornings, I was on in the afternoons. I liked having the call thing in front of me so I could just click guys off. Took an hour and a half to get to the point and then said something from yesterday.
Yeah, but that's rude.
Leave Corey alone.
I like being rude.
Max, we don't treat our listeners that way.
Yes, we do. They're very lucky to have us at all. Do you understand? Most shows...
That's old 1960 radio.
Most shows thank the listeners for listening. Shouldn't you really be thanking us, though? Think about this for a second. You get us for free. You don't have to pay for it. And your commute, which used to be the worst time of your day, right? Oh, getting to work in the morning in traffic. It's now the best part of your day. You're hanging out with your boys. You could move farther away from work just to hear us more.
Ego's
save
one
some
hell
money.
Of a drug, man. Huh? Ego's one hell of a drug.
Well, Jay, it's okay. We're working.
The guy's doing your read, Jay.
How does Russell Wilson's deal affect the quarterback market? Does this help or hurt Lamar Jackson's attempt to land a new deal in Baltimore? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
You know, on ESPN 2 tonight, guys, at 7 p.m., I think there's sort of like an undersold event taking place. Venus and Serena, who between them have 30 Grand Slam singles championships, are playing doubles.
By the way, I laugh at this because Venus has seven Grand Slam championships. And like we talk about, like nobody talks about Venus.
She's like top 10, 12 of all time.
I know, they do.
No,
people,
she's talked
not the
about.
Same. I know, but
she's
not the
about,
same. Not the same.
But it's she's a, not as bubbly as Serena. Serena's, you know, she's a little more out and enjoying. Venus kind of is just, she chills a little bit
more recluse, mm-hmm. Yeah, in her whole approach.
But I'll tell you what, though. I think about the fact that they're sisters and they accomplished that. Like, if the only one in the family was Venus, and she's top 10, maybe top dozen player who ever lived, that's amazing. And she's the second best player in the family. Like, I think the Klitschko brothers in boxing, they together were the two best heavyweights in the world for like 10, 12 years. It was crazy after Lennox Lewis and before Tyson Fury. What other families have produced siblings, not where it's like, this dude is incredible, and his brother also played, but like where they were both really, really, you know what I'm
Griffey,
saying?
Ken Griffey.
His guy's incredible.
No, Ken, no brother. I'm saying brother. Oh, siblings or sisters. Siblings.
It would be, it's hard
Oh, Reggie,
to,
Reggie Miller and Cheryl.
Cheryl Miller.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, but the difference is Cheryl won big in college. Reggie never won in college or in the pros. So, yeah. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But he was a Hall of Fame player.
No, I get that. No, yeah, I understand
that. We're
not
saying they're on the same level. We're just trying to find something even comparable.
We're trying to find the comps
yeah.
for Serena and Venus as far as siblings go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really not any comps at this level. That's the problem.
I would say the Klitschko brothers are a good comp.
Max, you got to educate me on boxing.
I'll just tell, like, okay, so after Lennox Lewis retired and before Tyson Fury, there's, I don't know, 10, 12 years, whatever, they each held versions of the heavyweight championship basically the whole time. They, like, it was boring because they dominated so much. But neither one, I don't think, is considered, like, Serena's the greatest of all time. Neither one of those guys is the GOAT or in that conversation.
Peyton and Eli Manning.
Peyton and Eli is a good one.
No, but that goes back to what Max said. One guy was, like, great, and the other guy...
But the other guy's good, but the other guy got two Super Bowls.
If Peyton was Eli under pressure, he'd have been the... If you could combine them into one
I know you don't want... I mean,
really
there are guys ass, and everything, Keith. But look,
really
come on,
chaps
man.
Your ass when I say Eli won, too. You're going,
yeah, but you know, come on, man, stop.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to play to that music.
Now, if there was just an issue of last names, both Johnson and Williams would easily, I think, be in the conversation.
Facts.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio. And listen, I know you're pulling up right now. You got to go to your appointment, whatever it is. You got home. You think you got to turn us off. No, you don't. Check out the ESPN app. Take us everywhere. Sam in Chicago, what's the quarterback? Who is it with the most to prove?
Russell Wilson. I mean, 2 years ago we were talking about him being like, why hasn't he won an MVP? If he goes out this year and has a great season, we're going to think he's one of the greatest ever. If he doesn't, we're going to go, it was that monster of the midway defense. That's the only reason he ever did anything. The only reason he ever had a chance.
Hey, by the way, with the new contract, too, he just signed. The breaking news today is 5 years, $165 million guaranteed new contract.
You really think if he doesn't come out and win it this year in the AFC West, if you're going to get down on – no, not in the first-year head coach, first-year new OC.
I agree with that, Key. No. He does have to do it, but it doesn't have to be this year.
It doesn't have to be this year. The problem, though, is if it's not – well, I don't think it'll be this year, but, like, if it's not this year – guess what happens? He gets older. Now, Justin Herbert gets more mature.
It ain't going to get easy.
Patrick Mahomes gets more mature. Russell Wilson gets old. You know, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Now these guys get better, and he gets older.
In a weird way, it may be maybe not his best chance, but in a weird way, it can balance out that it doesn't get any easier going forward. Even though it's not just that he's with a new team, he's with a new head coach and a new OC. It's also a rookie head coach and a rookie OC that he's playing with for the first time.
Ari in Israel.
All the way from Israel.
What's up, guys?
What's up, baby?
Ari.
Are you in Israel right now?
Did I hear you comparing? What?
Are you in Israel right now?
I'm in Jerusalem.
Oh, wow. Jerusalem, okay. Wow.
See, I would speak Hebrew with him, but I don't speak any Hebrew, guys. But I do speak Yiddish. I
don't
you
either.
I don't either, Max.
That's fine.
Okay, there you go.
It's not stickle Yiddish.
Bissell.
Keyshawn, did you compare Jalen Hurts to Justin Herbert?
Yes, he did.
This is the reason that tickles me to death. You have to listen. I did not compare their skill sets. What I'm comparing is the careers that they've had thus far. One guy goes in the second round, takes his team to the playoffs, and all of a sudden he's got all this to prove and it's at stake and da-da-da-da. And Justin Herbert, they built a team around him. He has yet to go to the playoffs. He was a first-round pick. But there's not anything that he has to prove and at stake.
Like, Ari,
people.
That's legitimate. You know, like, I hate to say it, and you can be victimized by circumstances, and Key will get on me for saying, hey, Belichick and Brady aren't together anymore. Brady won a Super Bowl. Belichick hasn't won a playoff game. But those are the facts. The sample sizes aren't infinite, right? We see what we see. It's year 3. guy from the same draft, Joe Burrow, came one throw away from winning the Super Bowl. And Justin Herbert, as much as I love the guy and he's in a murderous division, has not been to the playoffs. That is true. He hasn't been for the playoffs.
That's all I was saying, man. You got to just.
That is true. But you watch Justin Herbert. This guy's an elite quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback, and there's no question about it. Yeah, give him a couple of years. He hasn't won anything yet. Sure. But Jalen Hurts is not. Definitely the future in Philadelphia because
see,
he's not
but,
as good
but,
of a quarterback.
That's my whole
it's just
point.
That simple.
But my whole point, though, is why isn't he the future? Why? Tell me why. He's not.
He's just not as skilled.
He's just not
he's
as
He's just not as good. It's that simple.
He doesn't. I don't think he sees the middle of the field very well.
He's
that's what I want to see.
He's not that good and not that simple, but the kid has taken over a team, put it on his back. They rallied around him. He takes his team to the playoffs. But we're now talking about his skill.
And he did it with a quarterback who he replaced, who was doing things to undermine him, like saying things in the press the day before his first start. You know, it's not like he had a guy who was upping him. He didn't do it in great circumstances.
And I have these conversations all the time with people about quarterbacks. If I had a quarterback that threw for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, and I had a quarterback that ran for 1,500 and threw for 3,500 in 28 touchdowns, which quarterback do you want? Which one would you rather have? Because in the end, you got the same production. You just get it a different way.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app is presented by Progressive Insurance. From Jerusalem to El Paso, Gilbert in El Paso. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Max, nice to hear from you again, bro. Hey, so I have a thing about Mr. Wilson's contract, $165 million guarantee. Are you kidding me? The man is on his way down. It's not like he is playing at the level when he won the Super Bowl. So, therefore, you know, I don't think he deserves all of that. I mean, come on now. We playing in the AFC West.
Hey, man.
And you're going to give this man this kind of money?
You no. deserve what they're going to give you.
Yeah, man.
And they gave him 165 where the Seahawks said, yeah, I don't think so. The people, maybe they'll start talking about it after today, but Max and Jay, Seattle didn't see 165 guaranteed in him. Mm. They didn't see that. Believe it or not, teams don't lose. First of all, teams don't trade franchise quarterbacks. They just don't. Especially when you've won Super Bowls and appeared in Super Bowls with those quarterbacks. They don't trade them.
Is that
they
changing
keep
at
them
all,
and they
OT?
Retire.
Let me ask you why I ask, is that changing at all? Because first we see the Russell Wilson trade. Aaron Rodgers stayed ultimately, but that seemed to be up in the air. Tom Brady wasn't traded, but he did walk out the door, and said
he won 6 Super Bowls and 9 appearances.
But Key, you didn't just say once he's accomplished this, but you said Super Bowl like great quarterback. He was a great quarterback still, and he walked out the door. They wanted to keep him.
And look, they wanted to keep him, Max.
He was only in the middle of his career, as it turns out.
He decided to leave. They didn't say get out.
That's true. That's a
Seattle
good point,
said get out. They said get out. Green Bay said please come back.
Wait,
please
don't
leave us.
Did Seattle say get out, or did Russell Wilson say I want out?
Seattle said get out. They said that we're tired of dealing with it. You're not getting
not
us
worth
where
it.
We want to go anyway.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they didn't want to relinquish control to him the way he wanted. Even though
right. they gave him control.
Gave him
he hired the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But my whole point is Seattle looked at him and said,
nope,
we can do the same things with somebody else.
Well, we will find out because
we
somebody
certainly
else is,
will find out.
If they do it with Geno Smith, they will have proved their point, I think.
I'm just, man, look, don't come at me. I don't make the news. I just give you the information.
Keyshawn,
I'm not going to say what you want.
Just as it relates to contracts, you get – what the market dictates you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but all it takes is one irrational actor to jack up the price. And then when someone says he didn't deserve it, what they're saying is one team did something that most other teams wouldn't
yeah,
have
like
done.
Deshaun Watson getting $230 million guaranteed, $65
right.
million
not his
more
fault.
Than Russell Wilson. It's not Deshaun Watson's fault. So the market,
it's
what the
well,
market
it is his
for him.
Fault in the sense that well, he went to the highest bidder. The Browns knew they
Max,
had to pay.
Max, give all that money back that you've gotten from ESPN in the last 30 years.
So that's all the time we have for today, folks. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. Greeny coming up with another exciting episode of his program. Until tomorrow at 6 a.m., Keyshawn Johnson, Jason Williams, and Max Kellerman.
Yeah. Oh, the full government name.
Oh, that is right. Correct.
That's right. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio on the app saying,
peace. Goodbye, Jordan.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.